Investigators say 22-year-old Sammy Abdellatif was riding in his girlfriend's car on Whitehaven Road near East River when they passed Deputy Jason Clark, who was responding to an unrelated traffic stop. After passing that deputy several times, shouting threats and obscenities, Clark finished up that traffic stop and then tried to arrest Abdellatif for disorderly conduct.
Upon informing him that he was under arrest for his conduct, the individual rolled the window of the vehicle up on the deputy's hand.
Sheriff Tim Howard says Clark was able to free himself by breaking the window, but Abdellatif then allegedly left the vehicle and attacked the deputy, putting him in a chokehold. Investigators say the driver, 21-year-old Brittany Ashley Glazer, also got out of the car and joined the attack. A passing civilian intervened on Clark's behalf until a fellow deputy arrived on the scene. Abdellatif is charged with attempted murder, while Ashley Glazer is charged with felony assault, obstructing governmental administration, and resisting arrest. Acting Erie County District Attorney Michael Flaherty.
The case will be presented to an Erie County grand jury in the coming, very soon, in the coming weeks. And that grand jury will be able to listen to the evidence and render a decision as to whether there's sufficient evidence to charge him with that crime, additional crimes.
Abdellatif was charged last month with threatening the life of Deputy Clark. Sheriff Howard says it's because Clark had Ashley Grazer's car towed in a previous traffic stop.
Mr. Abdellatif called the 911 dispatch, I think we did a media release on this as well, and said that the next time he sees this deputy, he will kill him.
Clark was treated and released from ECMC and was home resting the day after the attack. The civilian, identified as Peter O'Brien, is reported to have suffered a dog bite from a pit bull that emerged from the suspect's vehicle, but is said to otherwise be okay. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.